And along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato. Mm-hmm.
And this is something that has a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes.
Yep.
When you cut,
the onion.
Okay. Do you have a name for the small, little ones, the fresh ones?
Little onions, we call them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I heard that, but I've forgotten what it was. Okay. Wild onions, but
okay.
No, that's nothing. I don't know what they're called.
Would you call them spring onions or green onions?
Green onions, I guess, evidently.
Okay. What are some of the, this is a vegetable that's sort of slimy when you cook it.
Okra.
Mm-hmm. And if you leave a plum around, it will dry up and?
Turn dark. Right.
Yeah, what happens to the skin?
It wrinkles and gets soft.
Yeah. Another way of describing how it gets wrinkles, it
puffs. It,
It's sort of like drawing up.
Yes, it does.
But
dries up.
Or shrivel.
Shrivel. Wrinkle.
Okay. If you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are the large flat beans that you eat?
Called lima beans or butter beans.
Is there a difference to you about that?
I think so. One's large and another's small.
Which?
Lima is a small bean. I think the butter beans are the larger ones.
Okay. And what is the kind of bean that you eat, pod and all?
The snap bean.
Okay. Do you know any different terms for those?
No, I don't.
Okay. You might take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of?
For dinner. A mess of turnips for dinner.
Yeah, turnip.
Greens.
Okay. And are there any other greens that you use besides turnip tops?
Collards. And mustard greens, collard greens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the green stuff that you put in salads?
Celery. Lettuce.
Mm-hmm. And you might have two of lettuce.
Two stalks of lettuce.
What do you call them? The round things?
The lettuce.
Yeah, you have two bunches of lettuce.
Yes, two heads.
Okay.
Two lettuce heads. Two heads of lettuce.
Okay. If you had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a of children.
14 children.
But did you ever use the word passel?
No.
Okay. When you pick corn, what's the green covering that you take off the ears?
Shucks.
Okay. And what's the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
It's called green corn. Corn that you eat on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Ear corn or ear corn. I hear ear corn. They call them ears.
You'd call that kind of green corn?
I guess so. Ear corn. I don't know what you call it.
Okay. What is the thing that grows on top of the corn stalk?
The silk.
This is the same thing that hangs
shucks
from a graduation cap?
Tassel.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that's on the corn shucks is called the
silk.
Okay.
Corn silk.
And this is a large round fruit that people make pies out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Is it? And the kind of small yellow vegetable?
Squash.
And do you have any name for it when you let it dry?
The gold. The squash colors. They make gold out of them, don't they? I don't know.
Now what kind of melons can you tell me about and describe the differences?
What kind of what?
Melons.
I don't know things that belong now. Called a black seed and then. Mm-hmm. That's all. I don't know anything about one. I mean, other than just some melon. The long ones, short ones, big ones, or round ones.
Okay. How about the kind that are, they have yellow meat inside them?
Yes, yellow meat, red meat, somebody, but I don't know the names of.
Okay. What are the little things that grow in woods? They're very low, they're kind of umbrella shaped.
Toadstool.
Or
mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Now what would you call the ones that you can't eat?
The toadstool.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat is all swollen, he'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't.
It's watery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's 11:30.